USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Two United States senators have been barred from visiting the Philippines over a measure that seeks to punish Philippine officials involved in the detainment of a top critic of President Rodrigo Duterte and his anti-drug crackdown. Salvador Pinello, a spokesman for Duterte, said during a news conference that the Philippine president ordered the Bureau of Immigration to deny Senators Dick Durbin, a Democrat from Illinois, and Patrick Leahy, a Democrat from Vermont, entry into the country. Pinello said, "We will not sit idly if they continue to interfere with our process as a sovereign state." Republican attempts to require photo ID to vote in North Carolina are being stopped by judges hearing arguments that the mandate is tainted by bias. A federal court announced that next week, U.S. District Judge Loretta Biggs will formally block the photo ID requirement scheduled to begin in 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
In a Gallup survey of 1,000 adults, this has been named the most important problem facing the country. John Clemens reports.
Gallup presented a number of choices for the concerns of Americans, ranging from the economy, immigration, and for national security. But the government was at the top of the list for the third straight year at 27%. When Gallup questioned respondents about their party affiliation, Democrats blamed President Trump, while the Republicans blamed the U.S. Congress for its dysfunctional actions in general, as well as the Democrats in the U.S. Congress.
Thousands of koala bears are feared to have died in a wildfire-ravaged area north of Sydney, further diminishing Australia's iconic marsupial, while fire danger increases in the country's east side as temperatures continue to soar. The mid-northern coast of New South Wales was home to up to 28,000 koalas. Over 30% of their habitat has been destroyed, according to Australia's Environmental Minister, Susan Ley. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A Southern Republican senator says he's keeping an open mind about an impeachment trial in the Senate. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the story.
Louisiana Republican John Kennedy saying that the House was unfair in its handling of the case, but he's keeping an open mind when it comes to the Senate trial.
I don't want them saying, well, we were just run over by the same truck twice. It was unfair in the House and it was unfair in the Senate. I want people to think that it was a level playing field.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Kennedy also said when it comes to how the process will work in the Senate, he says there are no rules and no standards of proof required. Congress has another week off before returning to work in early January. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
North Korea has opened a high-profile political conference to discuss how to overcome harsh trials and difficulties with the United States. Days before a year-end deadline set by Pyongyang for Washington to make concessions in nuclear negotiations. The ruling Workers' Party meeting is a focus of keen attention, as some observers predict North Korea might use the conference to announce it would abandon faltering diplomacy with the U.S. and lift its moratorium on major weapons tests. As we get ready to head into a new decade, we'd like to thank you for listening to USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.